Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud Sif Gimel. And we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillin, and now we're going to talk about where the mitzvah of tefillin belongs on the person, what the spot is to be putting it onto. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, V'ahay la'ais al yadcha, that it should be for an ice on your hand. And it says, Midchsiv yadcha. Usually Yadcha would be spelled, your hand would be spelled Yud, Dalet, and the Chaf. However, in this particular case, it says Yud, Dalet, Chaf, He, which would seem that the He is extra. So the He, there's a He in there. Dosh Rabbi Seinu Zuchran Ravacha, we learned on it in Mesachas Menachas, the Hainu Yad Keha. The extra makes it a contraction of the two words Yad Keha. Yadcha, Yad Keha. Your weaker hand. So smil, that would mean your left hand. So again, the smil or for in case of a lefty, his right hand, meaning the weaker hand. Shehitosha v'keha. That is the one that's weaker and weaker. The two different lashonis of weaker. V'yanicha sham b'makam shabasar hugavaya. And he puts it onto the left hand in the place where the flesh is the highest, meaning where the if you look at it, you see that there's a muscle there. There's a muscle to the arm. The part where the muscle gets to be its highest, that's where one should put it. Because not because of the muscle, but because that is across from the heart. That the muscle is the highest. Shenemar, as it says, v'samtem es dvorei ele al levavchem. These words should be on your heart. What does that mean? That shetehe sima keneged alev. That it should be across from the heart. V'lachen, and therefore yoniach yonicha shama. You should put it over there by the heart. V'yata osim ma'at letzadagot. And you should turn it a little bit to. You should turn it a little bit towards the body. So it should be on the arm, the highest part of the muscle, but at the same time turned slightly downward so that it should be toward the body. When he puts his hand down, it then becomes a cross from his heart. V'hadach sibet tefillin, and this that says in tefillin, yeah, tefillin shel rosh ben enecha. So now that's about the arm. Fine. Now by the tefillin shel rosh, it says v'hadach tefillin ben enecha. What does ben enecha mean? Does it mean that you put it right between your eyes at the bridge of your nose? That we learn kibbul Rabbi Seinu. We learned again in Maseches Menachos that that's not exactly where it's supposed to be. She'ein zayis bein einayim mamish. It's not exactly between your eyes. Ela keneged bein einecha. That it is across from between your two eyes. Where is it? Umekayma. Where is it? What's the place? Bimakam she'asaris maschilin etzmoach. From the beginning of the hairline. Very hard for me to demonstrate this, being that. For the lack of a hairline, but from where the hairline would start, that's where it's the bottom of the tefillin is supposed to go to. So it's supposed to go from here and backwards, not to be in any way on the forehead. It goes further up, and the highest place is supposed to go from there till where's the place that it can go until where the soft spot is by a child's head. There are bones in the skull that come together as a baby. When a baby is born, they're soft in the middle as the bones solidify and grow to become the skull. The middle part is known to be the person is not supposed to put their fingers there to touch it because it's soft. And that soft spot is where that place where there's a soft spot by a baby, that's the place where they would be the top part where you have to not have your tefillin go to. The hainu she'ktzeh hatitura shelamata, the end of the square part of tefillin. Tefillin has a square part, and then aside from the square, there's also a place where the Ritua goes through, like a little tunnel. That little tunnel is called the Mavarta. The square part is called the Titura. So the Titura, the square part, cannot be beyond that. The square part, the bottom of the square part, should not be beyond the forehead, beyond the hairline of the forehead. Should not be below the hairline. And the end of the mavarta, the end of the this part of the tefillin, that the tunnel part of the tefillin, all the way to the edge, that the last part of the tefillin should not be beyond. From the place where the soft spot is by a baby's head. It has to be very careful that it's put in the right place. If he puts it even a drop on his forehead, where a place where the hair does not grow. Again, for a person who's not balding, that place where it doesn't grow. Not if he's balding and then he can't put it on his whole head. But the forehead, where the hair doesn't grow, for a person who's not balding. Even if he put it all in the place where there is here, he put it on the right side or on the left side, and it's not across from between his eyes. He did not do the mitzvah correctly, and therefore it's a bracha levatola that he made on this tefillin, a kesher, and the knot on the other side of this loop that it makes to go on top of the head. There's a knot. Akesha, the knot, Yehimunach Kenegdoi, has to be across from it. In other words, don't let it be to the side of this loop. It has to be exactly on the back of the loop. Right? It should be even, both sides of this loop should be exactly as long. Munach Kenegdoi, Me'achiri Arosh, in the back of the head, Lamala, where? Begoiva Ha'erif, on the top of the neck, Shusaifa Gugolis, where the skull meets the neck. Where there is hair there, that if you look straight forward, you'll see that the it's exactly behind the head, across from the face. That is across from the face. And it should not be either to the right side or the left side. It needs to be directly in the middle. It should be attached to his head. It should be well placed on his head. That this the ring that is made by this ritzuis is holding it down correctly. He's just taking note of the fact that when the bias and the mavarta, when the bottom of the tefillin are rechavim, wide, they're big bottom of tefillin, it's difficult to make it that it should be well attached, that it should stay. And you have to be very careful on that it should stay, if you have a very big tefillin, that it should take a stay and stay well, or that you should get tefillin that are not so big, and therefore it will stay and stay well. Yashar koach, and have a great day.